University researchers recently developed a software program they hope will better address the mental health challenges facing Hispanic populations across the U.S. Naomi Prilo has more.
Researchers from both North Carolina State University and North Carolina A&T State University determined that Hispanic communities were at a greater risk for mental health challenges during the pandemic. Tanzid Hasnain is one of the researchers at NC State.
We have solutions and that can help potentially a lot of people that are facing mental health issues, either from lockdowns or some other issues that has been generated due to COVID-19. We believe that a lot of people are facing for mental health issues, and that was the biggest inspiration for us to develop this product, to help the people in general.
The system was developed in 2 weeks and has two components to it, a predictive tool and a prescriptive tool. The predictive tool is a model that uses state-level data to predict the percentage of the Hispanic population that might be dealing with anxiety or depression. That determination is based on information from unemployment claims, COVID cases, and insurance coverage in their state in the following week. Raman Coramfer is another researcher at NC State.
We developed the whole predictive tool based on historical data that is available, publicly available from the CDC website and other government bodies. After initial analysis, we came to the conclusion, let's focus on the group that is strongly affected by this COVID-19, which turned out to be Hispanic population in the United States.
The prescriptive tool in the software works to help users figure out how to reduce the number of people experiencing anxiety or depression. Hasnain says this part of the software is beneficial to government officials, healthcare providers, and other stakeholders.
Let's say you are a mayor of a city and you are seeing that your city has been suffering from mental health issues. The tool can advise that mayor to basically take what actions in each period to ultimately alleviate the mental health issues faced by the city over time.
Researchers hope to release the software to the public in the near future. Naomi Prilo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.